And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally party was seen winning around 34% of the vote in France's first round of parliamentary elections on Sunday, exit poll showed. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
Exit polls showed that Marine Le Pen's far-right national rally party won the first round of parliamentary elections in France on Sunday, but the final result will depend on days of hard bargaining before the second round of voting next week. Sunday's outcome is a major blow to President Emmanuel Macron, who stunned the nation when he called for snap elections. The results were in line with opinion polls ahead of the election, but provided little clarity on whether Le Pen's anti-immigrant, Eurosceptic party will be able to form a government and coexist with pro-EU Macron after next Sunday's second round of voting is concluded.
Chris Dignam from Reuters. A suspected female suicide bomber has killed at least 18 in Nigeria, authorities say. AP correspondent Kristen Chamas has more.
Coordinated attacks took place at a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in the northeastern town of Gwoza. The first suicide bomber detonated an explosive device during a marriage celebration, according to a local authority. The authority said that just minutes later, another blast occurred near the general hospital. He added that the third attack at a funeral service was by a female bomber disguised as a mourner. Children and pregnant women were among those killed. Gwoza is in Borno State, which has been heavily impacted by an insurgency launched in 2009 by Boko Haram, an Islamic extremist group. So far, however, no one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. I'm Karen Chamas.
This is VOA News. For additional stories,